Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint, where in retirement, income is the outcome, as there's no retirement without income. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, and today we are answering the web's most searched retirement questions. We turned to our friend Google to find out what people are asking about retirement, and I was inspired by something fun that the publication Wired does. They sit celebrities down, they show them what people are Googling about them. So you guys have all done this. You put something in the Google search bar, and then those predictive elements come up. So here's how it works. Celebrities, they put like, you know, what does Jennifer Aniston eat? Where does Jennifer Aniston go in Mexico? Where did Jennifer Aniston die? That's something that people Google. And so if you're interested in what this looks like with the celebrities after you listen to the show, go ahead and check that out. But we know that if you're listening to this show right now, you're more interested in retirement than you are about celebrities. So just a quick introduction before we go into those Google searches. For those new to the show, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between a wealth manager and just an investment broker? An investment broker talks about your investments, tells you, you know, the value went up and down, but they really don't add any real value. They just sell you investments. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, but also structures your portfolio so your income's coming from interest and dividends, not just hope the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event, like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to save you hundreds of thousands, potentially, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got financial planners, a CPA, a full tax team, and we work with a legal team in-house to coordinate investments, taxes, and your estate all under one roof. You deserve that. The unfortunate thing is most people, they don't know any better. They just have an investment broker. As you approach or you're near or even in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You might have outgrown your broker. What you need and what they do are no longer the same thing. So let's face it. Your biggest expense in retirement are going to be taxes and taking too much risk. So we want to make sure that we mitigate those so that you can have the retirement that you want and deserve. So it might be time to upgrade that relationship. So quickly, before we go on to the topic here, I want to talk about what we offer, which is a 15-minute complimentary strategy call. You can go to crystallaketax.com or give us a call, 866-316-0822. Right there, you'll see a calendar in the website, or talk to the call center. They can pull it up. We want you to know that we want you to spend your money in retirement, but we also understand that your situation looks different than your neighbor. Your investment situation looks different than your neighbor. Your Social Security situation looks different. Just your life. Retirement is not cookie cutter. It's specific to you. So that 15-minute phone call is just a great opportunity to talk about what your retirement vision is. We know families and individuals we work with, they have a plan for income. They have a plan for taxes. They have a plan for their estate, and you should need that too. So take us up on it. We offer it several times through the show, just a 15-minute strategy call. Give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar and get your questions answered. No cost, no obligation. So back to our Google search, at least right this minute. So let me tell you what we put in the search bar, and let's answer people's most searched questions on the web. So the first thing we typed in was, which retirement? Just which retirement? And then it finished off with a retirement account. Which retirement account to withdraw from first? So this is a topic I get asked a lot about. You're just getting into the planning process as you get through kind of your pre-retirement stage of life. You're getting ready to go into that retirement journey. And this is new for you. So most people don't know what to do. They don't even know how to get money out of their accounts. It's not uncommon that they're not even sure what all type of accounts they have or how they're taxed. Or we've talked about this in the past, that people have a junk drawer of retirement. That's a lot of families and individuals. They just accumulate stocks, bonds, annuities, life insurance, old 401ks, pensions, all this stuff, but they have no idea how it works together. We call that a financial junk drawer. So how to take money out and where to take it from is certainly one of the conversations that we have often with our families. And it starts with having that planning process, knowing what different type of tax accounts you might have, whether that's pre-tax, tax-deferred, tax-free, or even what they call non-qualified accounts. I guess that would be kind of the third bucket in there. So you got to start with knowing what you have so you know what your options are. Now, for most, the majority of retirement savings are in pre-tax accounts. That's like your traditional IRAs, your 401ks, your lump sum pensions. And if that's all you have, then your options for withdrawal and your taxation are kind of limited. And the question around where to take money from, which accounts, it isn't as challenging as others. Incorporating a tax plan can help you identify where to take it from and where to start as well. And it also depends on what phase of your retirement plan you're in. So we work with people who are within about 10 years of retiring or they're already retired. So most of the time, people are coming in for us to create a retirement plan a couple years out before retirement. So if they're 2, 3, 4 years out from retirement, this isn't one of the first questions they have. One of the first questions they have is when can they retire? So they have the lifestyle that they want to and the income that they want to. They want to know how to create tax diversification within their portfolio. They want to know how to protect against long-term care. They want to know, do they need a will? Do they need a trust? Do they need to update their estate planning? But as we get closer to retirement, then they really start to narrow and think about, where am I going to get this income from? When do I claim Social Security? How does all this tie in together? Right? So they might have one account, they might have four accounts. So where are they going to take the income from? What are they going to do from a Social Security election standpoint? Take their own benefit, combine it with their spouse's, take it at the same time, stagger it. If they have a pension, there's all kinds of different pension options. What are they going to be their survivor benefits? How important is that to plan B, which is when one spouse passes, what's the income look like down the road? So what are going to be their best pension selection options? And so as we get closer to retirement, they start thinking about all these questions that they'd never really had to answer before when they were just accumulating and growing the money in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and early 50s. And this is where we can really add some value from a planning standpoint. Because over the last few years, if we've helped them create some tax diversification, what that means is that now they have different types of accounts are going to be taxed differently when they withdraw that money. And this is where the strategy really comes into play in the early years of retirement. Because most people go into retirement thinking that they're just going to take their money from their 401k plan or their IRA, right? And all that pre-tax money, because that's what they've always been taught. But as we start working through their plan, they see what it would look like in the short term, but also long term by taking money from a non-retirement account that they've been saving and then how that impacts the tax bracket. So then maybe we can do some Roth conversions and other tax planning strategies to really mitigate that impact of their retirement tax bill and decrease the amount of their overall taxes that they're going to pay throughout the entire course of their retirement and their lifetime. And this is also going to increase the spendable income that they have. So they start to realize there's a whole lot more to this retirement planning than they ever thought before. And it can be a real benefit to put together kind of a comprehensive, cohesive strategy. Which account do I take money out of first? Which do I take out later? Do I split some tax-free income with some tax-deferred income and also some capital gain income? And I got to think, if somebody's Googling this, they're thinking about doing it themselves. And I think what I said at least makes a good argument for maybe not trying to do this yourself, because you might find yourself paying a whole lot more in taxes, not only this year, but over your lifetime, than you really have to. And let's say you subscribe to some real simple theory of, let's just draw down the accounts that are lowest first or highest first. Folks, that just won't cut it, right? You're in what we call the government's plan from a tax plan. There's ways to legally minimize the amount of taxes you pay over your lifetime, but you got to work with somebody that knows how to do that. So one of the pieces of feedback we hear from a lot of people as we engage in the retirement plan is they say, you know what? We just didn't know what we didn't know. And when you think about anything that you do for the first time throughout the course of your life, do you ever do it best the first time? The answer to that most definitely is no. And you've never retired before, you never had to make Social Security election decisions. You didn't know there were up to 81 different elections when it comes time to take your Social Security. So maybe you didn't even understand how state income tax might apply to the income you received, depending on which bucket you took it from. And maybe you didn't have a full comprehension of how your marginal tax bracket and your effective tax bracket of what you'll encounter from a federal tax standpoint and how it's going to impact your spendable income, right? It's not how much you earn. It's how much you get to keep, and actually, we call it walking around money, how much you actually get to spend. There's just a lot of things that you've never had to encounter before, and that's where we really add value. That's why we have a tax practice in-house, is that we can really talk about the predictive. Why? Because we've done this before. We've done it a lot of times before. This year, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary as an independent financial planning firm. I've been a fiduciary financial planner for 22 years. So we know some of the pitfalls that people can fall into. We know some of the mistakes that people have made before you, so we can address those prior to the families that we're working with right now to help you avoid that pain. And that's part of the benefit of having us essentially retired hundreds and hundreds of times instead of one time like for you. So two quick announcements. First, I just want to let you know for our loyal listeners, we relaunched our website. I want you to all check it out. It is at crystallaketax.com. crystallaketax.com. Ton of resources added, some new videos on there and ideas on the problems that we solve. Secondly, before we go to break, because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as a retirement success toolkit. A retirement success toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Just give us a call. We'll even pay for the postage. No cost, no obligation to you. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Folks, I'll talk about it later in the show, but we're coming up to a rough patch in the economy, a rough patch politically, socially, just a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline. This Retirement Success Toolkit is going to help you thrive and survive during that. How do you get it? 866-316-0822. Request that. We'll send it out to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, your host, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're covering some of the web's most Googled retirement questions. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
For baby boomers, here's something to think about. Will you have enough income during your retirement? Are you absolutely sure? Do you understand the difference between growth and income? How about bonds and bond funds? Are you 100% ready for RMDs? Do you have an estate plan? If you've said no to any of these, we can help. Right now, for the first five callers, we'll send you a free, custom-designed, animated video retirement kit to help you plan for the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. These custom video kits are loaded with cutting-edge retirement technology custom-designed to your specific areas of need. There's nothing else like them. So call right now to receive your very own custom-designed animated video retirement kit.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible, and the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're answering the web's most searched retirement questions. So I typed in which retirement in the Google search bar to see what people were looking up. The next one that came up was which retirement funds to invest in. Everybody wants the best one, right? They want the one that's going to make the most money with the least amount of risk. Like all the answers to these questions, it's more complicated than just that. Just pick the one that's going to grow the most, right? The investment part is the one that gets much of the attention. You think about what your focus is, you're working through and you're accumulating money in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your early 50s. You know how much you're saving. It's easy to measure, see what your accounts are doing. Are they going up or down, right? So that's where the focus usually is for most people. And it's easy to measure, right? It's a measuring stick. Just look at your statement. Did it go up or did it go down? The focus we have as we work with families in that pre-retirement stage, the 5 or 10 years before retirement and throughout their retirement journey, is that we want to have more transparency around how we're investing to help you have a better understanding of exactly how you're investing and just as importantly, why you're invested the way that you are. So let's understand exactly what you own and make sure you have a better feeling of how much risk you're taking and why you're taking it. So we want to look at the entire landscape. People are most familiar with mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. That's what's in your 401ks, your 403bs, your 457s, your IRAs, everything. That's typically what the investment lineup is comprised of. So that, of course, is what people are most familiar with, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, mutual funds. And then a lot of times we get the question that if you have the option to move away from mutual funds or not use mutual funds, well, what else is there? Folks, there's an entire world of investment options out there that aren't mutual funds. So going back to the transparency aspect, mutual funds are not looked at as the most transparent investment vehicles out there. So even the search results itself said funds. Well, that again is mutual funds. There's a lot of investment options out there that are not funds. Our job for you is education. We help inform and educate the families we work with to help them understand what else is available, what else is out there, what else can they invest in. Make sure you understand that the purpose of them have better transparency or at least more transparency around these different options so that you can understand why you might choose to own certain investments, right? Instead of just owning a bunch of funds, little black boxes, you don't have anything. Do you want to own individual stocks? Do you want to own dividend-paying stocks so you get income? Do you want to own individual bonds so they have a maturity date, whereas your bond funds don't? Do you want something that's safe and insured? There's things like that out there. Do you just want a fixed rate? Something could pay you 5% with no risk. Would you prefer that? There's all kinds of options out there outside of just mutual funds and ETFs, even in your 401ks, even in your IRAs. And the beautiful thing is you can decide which ones are the best fit for your plan. That's where a lot of people, as they go through our retirement planning process, we call it the Retirement Success Blueprint, when they go through it the first time, they get surprised. They get surprised that when we explain to them our investment philosophy, which is eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? Have your investments pay you cash flow so you have permission to spend. And investment philosophy is pretty simple. When it comes to selecting what type of investments are right for you, those investments need to be transparent. They need to be transparent in the types of fees you're paying, transparent in what you actually own. And so when we tell people we don't really use mutual funds, they're surprised because they've grown up with mutual funds. Most people have 401ks that only have mutual funds in them. Even in your IRAs, most advisors are going to use mutual funds and ETFs. And so we're here sitting on this side of the table saying, we don't really use mutual funds. Part of it has to do with the fees. Part of it has to do with tax diversification. Part of it has to do with simplification and control. And then when we start going through that educational process, there's more hidden fees within those funds than they're even actually disclosed. So it's hard to determine or very hard to create a diversified portfolio with mutual funds because what do you actually own? If the mutual fund that you owns Apple this morning, does it own Apple this evening? It's very hard to determine that because you really can't see what's underneath the hood of those mutual funds. And so we talk about that, and we also talk about the philosophy of let's start with how much risk you feel comfortable with. We look at how much risk do they need to take to accomplish the retirement objectives, then balance that out with how much risk they feel comfortable with, right? So let's only take the amount of risk that we need to. Let's not take risk just for the sake of taking risk. And then we devise a portfolio around it. So let's take the least amount of risk and try to get the most return possible. Sounds like common sense, but that's not how the industry operates. But that's what we do. And the way we can do that is through minimizing the investment fees, using investments that are transparent and costs, low-cost type of investments, and then also making sure that we're truly diversified to get as much return for the amount of risk we're willing to take. So I often hear that people are always willing to take a lot of risk, and that works out real well when the markets are doing well. But it's a different feeling when the markets are coming down, and you can measure your balances again to see how much they're coming down, right? So 2022 wasn't very pretty. We had a nice bounce in the early part of 23, and that's an opportunity to actually make some adjustments. So it's one thing to talk about. It's a different thing to be involved with our families as we see these market corrections and these time periods and being able to talk with them. And we get a real sense of how are you reacting to this? How are you holding up? Are you looking at this daily, which a lot of people do? Most people are looking at their balances daily or weekly. But we get a better sense of, well, is this keeping you up at night? Do you have any concerns? Do you feel like your risk appetite's changing a little bit? Are you still comfortable with the direction that we're going? Because we have a plan in place. And that's where we make adjustments as we continue to tweak and manage the plan for our families throughout your retirement journey. This is not Ron Popeil, set it and forget it. Unfortunately, a lot of people, if you look at your portfolio today, you own the same thing you did 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Well, what the heck is the advisor doing? The world has changed, not just in the past year or two, but the past 3, 5, 10. It's not uncommon for individuals to come in, and really, there haven't been any changes to their portfolio. The brokers just buy and hold, stay the course, sit tight, despite the fact that the economy changed, inflation has changed, interest rates have changed, the markets have changed. What's working and what's not working in the market has changed, right? So your portfolio should be a reflection of that. So two quick announcements. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. First, loyal listeners of the show, we relaunched our website. I want you to all check it out at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Ton of new resources, new videos, ideas on the problems that we solve. Just a great website. It's going to be a great resource to you going forward. Secondarily, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, we want to get in your hands our retirement success toolkit. Folks, we got a lot of pain coming ahead of us in the economy, a potential recession. We got a political, right, election coming up in the next year and a half or so. There's a lot of things. We got the debt ceiling crisis. There's just so many moving parts out there. We want to make sure you are prepared for it. How do you get prepared for it? You got to be proactive. You got to raise your hand and say, Mike, send me out a retirement success toolkit. We're going to mail it out to you, no cost, no obligation to you. It's got a copy of my recent book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? It's yours free of charge, but you got to give us a call. Raise your hand, let us know. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll send it out to you. Get you this critical Retirement Success Toolkit so you're ready for the days ahead. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about some of the web's most Googled retirement questions. We're being Googlers today. The next thing that came up was which retirement account is best? And I'm thinking about this question on two different levels. One, I'm thinking about the type of account registration. And I think that's what Google's question's kind of going into. What retirement account? Not what investment, but what type of retirement account is best? And then the way you position that question is also, is there one particular investment or even asset class or something of that nature that we could apply to help diversify your portfolio, maybe even mitigate the impact of market risk? So yes to both of those. Most of the time, and this is where we work on the tax diversification side, because the most prominent type of retirement account people use are pre-tax accounts. Right. So we have a tax practice internally. In addition to fiduciary financial planners and a legal team for estate planning, we also have a tax team and a CPA on staff at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So a lot of times we'll build the tax planning alongside of the investment plan and the estate plan. So most people just grew up with pre-tax accounts, your 401k plan, your traditional IRAs, just putting money in every pay period, right? Taking a tax deduction on the front end. But then when they retire, then they roll over that 401k or 403b to an IRA. Could even be a thrift savings plan, right? So the 401k, the thrift savings plan, the 403b, they roll that into an IRA, a traditional IRA. That's the most common. But those are all taxed the same way. And when you take money out, they're taxed as ordinary income tax. So if you retire, you take money out, you're paying tax at whatever tax bracket you're in. And there's a lot of other type accounts that you can use to produce retirement income that a lot of people don't. So that would be things like non-qualified accounts, which is non-retirement accounts, your individual, your joint, your trust, where your tax is on capital gains, and then qualified dividends are also taxed at a capital gains rate, which could be as low as zero, or a lot of times is less than your ordinary income tax rate. There's also the Roth IRA, which is tax-free. So those are different types of retirement accounts that most people don't have a good balance between taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free. And some people don't have any exposure to any of those. And especially in the early years, your pre-retirement phase, and even as we go through the early stages of retirement and then past our RMD age, RMD is our required minimum distribution age, which is now 73, we're still working on enhancing that balance between those different types of accounts so we can help decrease your overall retirement tax bill. Folks, the two biggest expenses in retirement are going to be taxes and health care. You need to plan for those. If you're working with somebody that doesn't address either one of those, you need to find a new advisor, right? You may have outgrown your current advisor. And then the second element of that investment piece, most people, as we discussed earlier, just have things like mutual funds and ETFs. And most people are heavily weighted towards one sector of the market in those mutual funds. And a lot of times, just like last year, the reason a lot of funds fell more than the market in general is because they were in a bunch of large cap growth stocks, a lot of large cap tech stocks. So we need to create more diversification from a tax standpoint, as well as more diversification from an investment standpoint, just to help you accomplish your goals with less risk. And there's a whole host of other types of investment vehicles that they could have exposure to outside of your employer's plan that you've never had exposure to before. So we've sat down with clients, you know, so when you're 59 and a half, let's say you're still working, you're allowed to do what's called an in-service rollover. An in-service rollover means you can continue to work, you can continue to put money in that 401k, continue to get the employer match, but the amount that you're vested in that 401k, you can actually roll that out to an IRA, have it managed with an advisor, and the benefit for you is instead of having just those 20 or 30 mutual fund choices inside your 401k, most of them that might be a little more risky than you're comfortable with at this stage, you now get the entire universe of investment options. You want dividend paying stocks, you want something safe and insured that pays a fixed rate, you want to buy individual bonds, whatever it is, when you do that in-service rollover, you now have the ability to take control of those assets, still keep them tax deferred or tax free, and start really putting a plan that works for you rather than just for the employer and the employer's plan. Once again, at 59 and a half, that's called an in-service rollover. If you've got more questions about that, just give us a call. So you might be wondering about your accounts. Are you diversified? Are you tax diversified? Could you do an in-service rollover? Here is a great opportunity to talk to one of our fiduciary financial advisors or possibly even myself. No matter where you live, we've got clients in 27 different states, a couple offices throughout the Chicago area. It is a 15-minute complimentary strategy call. Purpose of the call is to get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that, that's great. We'll know that. If not, we promise you, you'll get your questions answered. How do you get that 15-minute complimentary strategy call? Go to crystallaketax.com and click on the calendar, or just give us a call at the call center. They'll pull up our calendar, 866-316-0822 to get your 15-minute strategy call, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Now back to Google. All right, well, we put something else different in our search. What Social Security? So the first thing that came up was what Social Security benefits are taxable? So the taxability of Social Security is definitely a question that comes up a lot, and it's different. It's tax advantaged in a different way than your other retirement accounts or even your other investment balances. So there's a provisional calculation behind Social Security which can really get kind of complicated. So if you flip to page 653 in the IRS code, it details it all out for you, right? So I'll start here at paragraph one. At its highest, 85% of your Social Security may be subject to income tax. In its best case, it can be zero, completely tax-free. So there's a range where it's tax advantage different than other investment accounts and other income. So that's part of what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And nobody wants to spend their time at home reading page 653 of the IRS tax code, right? But we got people that'll do that for you, right? They don't want to do this provisional calculation to figure how much of your Social Security is going to be taxable. but it's certainly something we factor into your plan so we have a better sense of knowing exactly how much people are going to receive and how much they're going to be in a position to pay in taxes, because really that lets you know how much do you get to spend in retirement. So on the federal level, depending on what state you're in, the state tax varies obviously between the 50 states. So yeah, we want to understand what that looks like and where we're going to help people understand what that means to their income plan and their retirement plan. So next in Google, we typed in what's Social Security, and what came up was what Social Security do I get when I retire? The important part to answer that question individually for everybody, and the answer is a little bit different. Social Security does represent a good portion of many people's retirement, somewhere between 25 to 35% for most of the people we're working with. And what's surprising for a lot of people is if you add up their monthly projected benefits over the course of their projected retirement, for married couples, it equates to over $1 million of lifetime Social Security benefit. So for single individuals, it's easily over a $500,000 benefit. That's surprising to a lot of people. A lot of people, we say Social Security is the $1 million asset you didn't know you had. Most people don't look at Social Security as potentially a $1 million retirement type of portfolio, but it's substantial. And part of what we do for our families, when we build out the retirement plan, the retirement success blueprint, we run them a Social Security analysis. Again, I mentioned there's up to 81 different options that people have to elect from. So we need to narrow those 81 down to a more manageable subset of options so they can actually use to help make confident decisions around when and how they're claiming Social Security. So as we do that analysis, that Social Security analysis, a break-even analysis, a spousal analysis, we can project what their lifetime Social Security income is going to be. So if they elect the option that's going to provide them with the least amount of Social Security income, could be a lot of times somewhere around $900,000 instead of $1 million. If they elect Social Security option to provide them with the highest option, maybe it's going to be $1.1 million instead of $1 million. But we want to know why we're making that decision. Is it because we have other resources we can get income from? Or are we just doing it willy-nilly? We don't believe in willy-nilly at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We want to know in black and white, based on math and science, how do we optimize your income, optimize your taxes so we can minimize them, and make sure we know why we're making the decisions we're doing. So we can see that on a regular basis. It's a big decision. It's a permanent decision. So once they elect Social Security, you only have 12 months to rescind that decision before it becomes permanent. So we consider this high stakes, and most people don't realize that they have so many options. Most people don't realize it's going to provide that lifetime benefit for them up to potentially $1 million. So one of the things that we encourage people to do is go to Social Security website, that's ssa.gov. You can make an account, it's called My SSA, and log in, identify what your Social Security benefits you'll receive to determine if you started taking them at 62 or 65 or 67 or if you waited until 70. But more importantly, you can check what reported earnings have been tied to your account, what level of income you can expect. It is not uncommon that we see mistakes on people's reported earnings. So that Social Security in that equation, they use your top 35 wage earning years to determine how much you're going to get from a Social Security standpoint. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to SSA.gov, so that's Social Security Administration, SSA.gov, create an account, and just verify that those earnings, you can click a button, it'll pull up a PDF, that thing they used to mail you every couple of years that they don't anymore, you have immediate online access to you. And if you're going to have a 15-minute strategy call with us, or we're going to do some planning for you, run that break-even analysis or spousal report, you're going to need that report for yourself, and if you're married, for yourself. So go to ssa.gov so that way you can have the most up-to-date information at your fingertips. So what Social Security benefits does a widow receive is another thing that was Googled. And this can be a unique situation, and everybody's life events are different. And sometimes you just need to go directly to Social Security or retirement planner like us to understand what your options look like. So under the typical situation, you can elect benefits at the earliest age of 62. So when you do have a widow or widower situation, age 60 actually comes into play. So you can start receiving benefits as early as age 60, but you want to understand again what your situation looks like, what's the long-term impact of making that decision. So depending on what your age is at the time that you want to elect, it's still going to impact the amount of benefit that you receive. And then potentially, does that get reduced based on your age? So it can put you in a position where it can make sense for your plan to elect your widow benefits early, allow your own primary retirement Social Security to continue to grow past 62, maybe even full retirement age, maybe even all the way to 70, and then flip into your own benefit later. So you're not going to get penalized for taking the widow benefit, what they call the survivor benefit, because it allows yours to continue to grow. But it gets a little complicated, and that's why we would want to walk you through it if that's important to you. So you allow your main or primary insurance amount, Social Security, to grow until some future time. So in that situation, again, the biggest thing is just to understand what those options look like and know exactly what options fit your plan. Folks, I can't tell you how many times I've met with a widow or widower, spouse had passed a couple years earlier, they were in their 60s, and they weren't even aware the fact that they could have been claiming a survivor benefit during this time frame, or even taking their reduced benefit now and later flipping into the sort of higher survivor benefit. Folks, you want to work with somebody that understands Social Security, understands divorce spousal benefits, understands survivor benefits, mainly because you don't want to be leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table unnecessarily. So two quick announcements before we go to break. One, as I mentioned a couple times earlier, we relaunched our website. Please check it out. Ton of resources, videos, ideas on the problems that we solved. You can get that at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Check it out. Send us feedback. Let us know what you like about it. It truly is a great site. And before we go to break, I want to get a chance with all the uncertainty that's kind of lying ahead of us politically, socially, economically, a potential recession on the horizon. We want to get in your hands what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. Consider this your roadmap, your blueprint going forward. The Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and another companion report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage, but you got to ask for it. 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or ask for it online at crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. It's going to arm you with a lot of the things you need to do just to not only survive, but thrive over the next 6 to 18 months with some of the challenges that lay ahead. Folks, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, fiduciary financial planner Michael Stewart with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we've been covering some of the web's most Googled retirement questions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're moving up slow and steady just the way you like it, and then all of a sudden, your investment portfolio is in a free fall. Up 800 points, down 800 points. It can be very scary. A lot of people no longer gamble with their retirement in the stock market. If you are tired of the ride and want to look at safer options, or would like to learn a better way to grow your money during these times,
call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Would you like to know how you can tell if an advisor specializes in individual income-producing instruments versus an advisor who uses a combination of stock market and growth-oriented vehicles? Because if they specialize in the latter, they're more likely to invest your retirement accounts into bond mutual funds rather than individual bonds and bond-like instruments. Why is this important? Because when an investor buys an individual bond, they're guaranteed a fixed rate of interest for the life of the bond. And when the bond matures, they're guaranteed their principal back, assuming there has been no defaults. With that assumption, an investor knows exactly what they're going to earn on the bond that they hold to maturity. Bond mutual funds don't pay a fixed rate of interest. As a matter of fact, the interest that they pay fluctuates. Also, bond mutual funds don't have a maturity date. They will go on forever or until you liquidate them. So bond mutual funds can be a lot riskier than individual bonds. Most people in or near retirement who have saved their hard-earned money over a longer period of time are better suited to invest in a portfolio of individual fixed income securities for the purposes of safety and steady income. If you would like to learn more about whether individual fixed income securities are right for you, give us a call.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Next up on the web's most searched retirement questions, we typed in, how does retirement income? Folks, welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about the most Googled retirement questions out there. We're doing part one today. Part two will be next week. A lot of good information for you here. So once again, this time we typed in, how does retirement income, dot, dot, dot. So the first thing that came up is, how does retirement income work? And this is an odd autocomplete, because how does retirement income work? I don't know, right? There's a lot of different ways that retirement income can work. One of the questions we get around retirement income, and again, this is from that segment of people who are in the retirement phase, right? They're close to retirement or they're retiring. They need to really identify where their income is going to come from, because they're curious about all the details. So the first thing that comes to mind is, when you retire, you need some income. There is no retirement without income. It's not going to come from your employer anymore. So you've got some different investment accounts, right? You got Social Security, maybe a pension. You got some IRAs, some 401ks, some annuities, some life insurance, what we call a financial junk drawer. So now we need to identify how much money you need to receive on a monthly basis, and then net of taxes, right? And then from other sources that you have, what's the best combination of income coming from these different sources? When it comes to taking income from your investments, it can be flexible. So you can structure this income to come in once a month, come in twice a month, come in quarterly, lump sum, however you want to do it. You can structure that income to fit within your lifestyle and also budgeting style. And then you can change it as your life changes. So you can change it anytime you want. And if you need a lump sum, which most retirees do over the course of their retirement, whether it's buy a car, fix a roof, pay for a wedding, go on a big trip, in addition to your regular monthly distributions, it's easy. Our families call us and they say, hey, Mike, I need an extra 10 grand. I need 40 grand to put up a building. That just happened yesterday. Family needs 40 grand to put up a pole barn on their farm. So let's just send out the 40,000, right? And then it's our job to help you determine which account is the best one to take it from as it relates to taxes. So from a longevity standpoint, there's a lot of factors that go into that. And we handle that for you. So they're not worried about all that because they know we can do that. By having a tax team in-house, by having a legal team on the estate planning side, and being the financial planners and fiduciary advisors, we handle all aspects of the finances. And that's the part of the services that we offer as part of putting their plan together and then helping them live their retirement dreams, knowing where their income's coming from, knowing they're legally paying the least amount of taxes possible. So we develop an income plan that's one of the components of your retirement plan that we help our families build for you. And they've never had to do that before, right? You always had a paycheck coming in, right? Your income plan while you're working was make as much as you can, try to get raises, try to get promotions. So what is an income plan and how does retirement income work? It's one of the biggest questions we get and that we help families with. So much of what we do overlaps. Even these questions, they even overlap, right? So how does a retirement income plan work? The decisions you make for the given year, let's say for the current year, those aren't the decisions we just want to stick with and use that throughout our entire retirement. You want to make different decisions next year. We want to stay aware of changing tax laws, legislative changes, performance in the markets, and how your different accounts are doing. So there's a lot of moving pieces to it. There's a lot of levers we can pull. We often talk about how we just help families piece the puzzle together, their retirement plan. And it's definitely one of the important parts. So speaking of things that overlap, the next question is a great example of that. What comes up when you type in, how does retirement income, dot, dot, dot? Well, it finishes with the effect Medicare. And we know that your income has a big impact on what you pay for just the basic Medicare plan. And folks, if you aren't already on Medicare, or even if you are and you know you're worried about where your income's going to come from, you want to listen to this. A lot of people aren't aware that Medicare can change based on your income. So again, if you've been effective in creating tax diversification, right? So we've set you up where we have our non-taxable our tax-free accounts, our tax-deferred accounts, our taxable accounts, so we know where we're taking our income from, you now have more control over what level of tax you're going to pay, more so than you've ever had before. When you're working, you're making W-2 income, your goal is to make as much as you can, but all that is taxed at ordinary income tax rates. In most cases in retirement, structure your income in a good way. Then you can really control the level of income tax you pay, which also means you can potentially control the level of payment for your Medicare Part B cost. So as an example, if you're a married couple, I'm going to simplify this for the math's sake. So as an example, if you're a married couple and your modified adjusted gross income is above $190,000, then instead of paying $165 a month for Medicare Part B, you could be paying closer to $235 a month. Right? Instead of $165, you don't get any better Medicare. You just pay more for the same thing. Now, that's not a surprise that most retirees want to walk into. It's one thing if you intentionally do some tax planning, and that's a consequence, right? We do Roth conversions, artificially kick your income up higher, so you overpay a little bit in Medicare for a couple years to avoid a 20 or 30-year tax problem later. That's a whole different situation. But when it comes as a surprise, that's not a good surprise. If your Medicare goes up $150 per person per month, that extra $300 a month just for Medicare for a husband and wife is an extra almost $4,000 a year in excess spending. So your Medicare Part B can cost anywhere between $165 a month all the way to around $550 a month per person. So that level of income you have coming in, your tax diversification is going to impact that. So it could potentially impact your Medicare. And that's something you need to take into consideration as you construct your tax plan and your income plan. So the amount of income that you're going to show during retirement, it does impact the taxability of Social Security as well. We talked about that with provisional income. So while you're receiving Social Security benefits, we mentioned it before, the provisional calculation. Well, we're beyond page 1000 of the tax code now, so we're really making good progress, right? But at a very high level, the provisional calculation, they factor in somewhere between 0 to 85% of your Social Security benefit subject to income taxes. That provisional calculation is they take 50% of your Social Security benefit, add in all of the other taxable income, and that calculation determines how much of your Social Security is going to be subject to tax. And that range can be anywhere from 0 of your Social Security is taxable all the way up to 85% of it is subject to tax. So why this is important is that we factor all this is with our families is so we can determine exactly what makes sense for them, when to elect Social Security, what are the taxes going to look like, where's the rest of our supplemental income going to come from. So again, you've got that 8-year range in Social Security between 62 and 70. You may not want to do it in those first couple of years in retirement, right? But that's why we run the spousal analysis. That's why we run the break-even analysis. If we were running a break-even analysis, let's say you're single, we run a break-even analysis, and I said you could claim Social Security today, or you could wait 3 or 4 more years like you originally planned, but your break-even is when you're 82. Well, if that was 15 or 17 years later, is that a concern for you if you have other resources to supplement the reduced Social Security income? So the other thing that we look at is the tax efficiency within your tax plan. Given opportunities to potentially do Roth conversions, take advantage of the current tax environment that you have in front of you, understanding that income taxes right now are expected to go up and go up substantially on January 1st, 2026. It's already written in the tax code. Those are just things that you want to know in advance. So if you're able to delay your Social Security a couple years, improve your tax diversification, and you've heard me mention several times efficiency. So making these different decisions can allow you to be the most efficient with all your assets that you've accumulated for the last 30, 40 years through the working part of your career. Now they've got to last you another 30 years into retirement. So if you can allow Social Security to grow and you're beyond full retirement age, then that benefit's going to continue to grow and you get higher income, you get a higher survivor benefit, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to, right? That's why we do the spousal analysis and the break-even analysis and tie that in with the other resources you have available. The more income you get, the more options that you have in retirement. That's still a good thing for your plan. So before we go, I wanted to close with a question I asked earlier in the show. what's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? An investment broker talks about your investments, tells you the values went up and down, but they really don't add a whole lot of value. They just sell you stuff. That's what most people have. A wealth manager like Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we show you not only how you should be invested, what the right allocation for you, what your fee structure is, make sure it's transparent, make sure you're not taking more risk than you need to, but we also structure a retirement portfolio so your income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have money in the stock market. It could be dividend-paying stocks, right? It could be individual bonds. It could be real estate. There's a variety of different things you could be in. But more importantly, when you need income off your investments in retirement, it comes from cash flow off the investments, not having to sell them. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. A wealth manager also assists you with your estate planning. Do you need wills, trusts, power of attorneys, TOD? We have a legal team on staff that basically works our clients through their estate planning process. A wealth manager also shows you how to reduce the impact of a healthcare event. Like if you needed a home-based healthcare or long-term care, how would you pay for it? And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning. How to potentially save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got financial planners that are fiduciaries, a CPA, a tax team. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate investments, taxes, estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker, right? They've sold them some mutual funds. They meet them once, twice a year. But there's no real value as they go into retirement, right? You can buy investments on your own. What you need at this stage of life is advice, right? Advice on risk tolerance, risk capacity. How much risk should you be taking? Where's your income coming from in retirement without touching the principal? How do you legally pay the least amount of taxes? How would you pay for a healthcare event? And do you have the right documents in place for the legacy that you want to leave? That's what a wealth manager does for you. If you'd like some assistance on that, by all means, that's what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. That's what we talk about every week. So if any of the things we've talked about apply to you today, take us up on that 15-minute complimentary strategy call, right? It's just to get your agenda, your questions answered. You can go to crystallaketax.com right there, click on the calendar and book it. It's a great opportunity to talk to one of our fiduciary advisors about your situation, get your question answered. Or you can give us a call, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, and just tell them you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call. If it makes sense to get together after that, that's great. We can do that. But once again, your retirement is not cookie cutter, folks. You've got specific questions. Let us help you with those, whether it's on the tax, the estate planning, the financial planning, whatever that happens to be. We just need to want to clean up that financial junk drawer for you. So today we've been talking about what's popular on Google, questions about retirement. So folks, once again, we mentioned before, we relaunched the website. Go to crystallaketax.com, check it out. If you want a 15-minute strategy call, give us a question, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.